Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with MD Orthopedics physician Dr. Matt Prohoda about World Clubfoot Day and how the day originated.
And like we kind of mentioned, coming up tomorrow or Wednesday, it is World Clubfoot Day. So what does it mean to you for it being World Clubfoot Day, and what is MD Orthopedics kind of doing to celebrate?
Yeah, so the day June 3rd was designated because the birth date of Dr. Ponseti back in 1914. He's an incredible, phenomenal story. There's a recent book that came out on him. He was born in Spain, was part of the Spanish Civil War. He was a treating orthopedic surgeon. He got into transporting his hospitalized patients across the French border through the Alps because of this war that was breaking out on donkeys. I mean, he's a phenomenal personality and individual. He worked into his 90s at the University of Iowa.
Wow.
So, and of course, as we mentioned, he's the originator and perfecter of the method. So we celebrate that day of his birth. And I think the big thing about doing a World Clubfoot Day is communicating the message that there is hope, there is a method, it is simple, and getting the word out and have people know about it, not only in the United States, which is fairly well known, but I think more importantly internationally. There, we can address the social and spiritual stigmata that goes along with clubfoot and this disability, get the message out, celebrate the advancements that are taking place. You know, again, letting people know about the hope that exists through proper treatment. MD Orthopedics has been a great organization that really supported, obviously, the Ponseti method. They came up with a unique brace. John Mitchell, working side-by-side with Dr. Ponseti, to come up with a specialized brace that does not harm the feet in those 4 years after they get the casting correction. And not only that, but educational materials, models, training kits, all that stuff to, again, promote and allow physicians across the world to know how to treat this and to give hope to a lot of different kids.
Right, for sure. And like you mentioned, you guys have some great braces that you guys have worked in, and I didn't know you guys worked exactly with Dr. Ponseti. That's actually kind of cool that you guys actually have that that kind of equipment in your arsenal to kind of help these kids live a normal life and not have that kind of disability and that defect be a part of their life.
It's crazy that in Wayland, Iowa, this is the center really of the premier foot brace that's used in the United States, and it ships to 129 different countries to, you know, be a part of this, you know, correction process. John Mitchell works specifically and directly with Dr. Ponseti to come up with a final prototype that ultimately took off and become the standard of care.
I guess one of the questions for you, Dr. Prohoda, is when it comes to your own kind of experiences, your own kind of time at MD Orthopedics, what's been sort of a story that you remember that motivates you to keep helping those who are suffering from clubfoot?
You know, it's all about hope, and if you know the John Mitchell story, you know that he's a man of faith and he relies on God, and a gospelly driven individual. And a lot of that he finds applicable to what he's doing. Here's a guy that was actually working on anatomic models for a lot of different reasons, hooked up with this internationally known orthopedic surgeon, and together they come up with a brace that's now affecting kiddos worldwide and giving hope to them as well. So really, from our standpoint, and my take is, man, it's amazing how God works and how people can be used in Wayland, Iowa, you know, Iowa City, Iowa, to affect the world. And each of us have potential to make incredible advancements to help especially kids.
So finally, Dr. Prohoda, when it comes to World Clubfoot Day is coming up, you guys are getting excited. What are some ways that people like you and people like I can help to spread the word of World Clubfoot Day and those who suffer for it, suffer from it, and then maybe just some information to send out?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do that. Obviously, socially, just to celebrate the day on social media and conversationally, celebrate the advances that have been made. You know, be a part of the solution by being able to promote kids with disabilities in general, and clubfoot in particular, that's so correctable. Yeah, it's interesting. Organizations like Rotary Club are starting to align with the movement to correct and eradicate clubfoot. And that's a great goal. And there's goals by Ponseti International out of Iowa City that wants to make 2030 an absolute year of eradication of clubfoot. So every kid born on the planet has access to the Ponseti method and materials resources to correct. Our organization has something called Ponseti Kids, which allows people to actually finance and help people in El Salvador. We have several clinics in El Salvador, nine now, that actually are Ponseti clinics, and you can support specifically a child who has clubfoot and needs the resources, and for like $30 a month, you can potentially support a kid through the 4 years of the expenses that are required.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with MD Orthopedics physician Dr. Matt Perhoda. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.